Hello, hello. Wow, I'm loud. Okay. Hello, everybody. This is DJLC on Tinsel Talk, only at radio.dominican.edu. And for today's show, sorry, I stumbled on my words, I'm going to start with a song because I'm just in a song kind of mood today, and I like listening to music. And so this is going to be Ready, Set with Love Like Whoa. Here we go. One second.
I'm picture baby when I are undeniable, but I'm finding out love's unreliable. I'm giving all I got to make you stay, or am I just a roadblock in your way? Like a sunset, oh yeah, a shooting star. And I might drive myself insane if those lips aren't speaking my name. Cause I've got some intuition, or maybe I'm superstitious, but I think you're a pretty sweet pill that I'm swallowing down. To counter this addiction, you got me on a mission. Tell me, darling, can I get a break somehow?
Could I say no?
She's got a love like whoa. Girl's got a love like whoa. In the fast lane, oh, I gotta know. And can I keep up with her pace? Kick it into gear when I see that face. You can take up all my time, cause you're the only one that can make a storm cloud break, pulling out the sun. And I can get caught in the rain. Can I get your lips to speak my name? Cause I've got some intuition, or maybe I'm superstitious, but I think you're a pretty sweet pill that I'm swallowing down. To counter this addiction, you got me on a mission. She's got a love like whoa. Girl's got a love like whoa. I kinda feel like it don't make sense. Cause you're bringing me in and now you're kicking me out again. So strong, the venue moves on. And I'm hung up in suspense. Because you're bringing me in and then you're kicking me out again.
We only have one life. The timing and the moment all seem so right. So would you say your will be just fine? Would you say your will be just fine?
She's got a love like whoa. Girl's got a love like whoa.
I kinda feel like it don't make sense. Cause you're bringing me in and now you're kicking me out again.
So strong, then you
kicking me out again.
She's got a love like whoa. Girl's got a love like whoa.
I kinda feel like it don't make sense. Cause you're bringing me in and now you're kicking me out again.
So strong, then you moves on.
And I'm hung up in suspense. Because you're bringing me in and then you're kicking me out again.
Okay. I'm back. This is DJLC on Tinsel Talk, only at radio.dominican.edu. And just now, when I was playing that song, I forgot to mute my mic, and I don't know if I was singing along or not. I could have been, so you might have heard me singing. That's something stupid that just happened. Okay. Anyways, you can contact me right now through AIM at DUC Radio. That is all lowercase, so feel free to AIM me, I guess you can. I mean, I don't know what you want to say to me, but you can do it if you want. And I have a Facebook page you can like, and a blog that you can look at that is corresponding with my show. Both links will be up on the radio website eventually. And I'm not quite sure the URL for the Facebook. I kind of forgot it after I made it. But my blog is djlctinseltalk.blogspot.com. All lowercase, no spaces, no underscores or dashes. All one word. That is djlctinseltalk@blogspot.com. And I will try to give those out at the end also, if I remember. I don't think I will remember, but I made a note for myself. Okay. On today's show, what is on tap? So I'll talk about things that I've seen on TV, which surprisingly I haven't watched much TV in the past week. Crazy. I always watch TV. What movies I want to watch that are coming out, because there's a few. And there's some other like movie-related news that I found that I thought was interesting. And of course, as always, celebrity news, because when don't celebrities do something stupid to talk about? So first, as you can clearly, if you've heard other shows, you can tell that I talk about Glee each week, because right after my show, well, an hour after my show, Glee starts, so I feel like it's fitting to talk about Glee on my show. So I will summarize last week. Well, not really summarize, I'll just talk about what I thought about last week. And last week I said that I did not like any of the covers that I had heard so far, but I changed my mind. I liked maybe one or two. But the best one was Blaine and Artie's duet of Boys / Boyfriend. And if you don't watch Glee, but you like music, you can always go to YouTube and YouTube Boys / Boyfriend Glee cover. It'll show up. And also last week I said that I did not like the new character Marley because she was just too likable. That like you can tell they wanted you to like her. But I changed my mind on that too. I like her now. I don't know why. Maybe it's just that whole they want you to like her, so now I have to like her. As long as she doesn't wear those hats anymore. She wears these obnoxious hats. I can't stand them. But when she wasn't wearing the hats, she wasn't as annoying. So maybe that's a correlation. But the new characters, which were Marley and Jake and the cheerleader Kitty, they seem to be looking just like Finn, Rachel, and Quinn with the love triangle. And honestly, I'm sick of that. I don't like Finn, so if there's another Finn, that's just all bad for me and other people that don't like Finn, because I'm assuming there's a lot out there. I can't be the only one. He's a terrible character. Just get off the show. Thank goodness he hasn't been on the last two episodes. And this new Kitty, she looks 40, and her name is Kitty, first off. Why was your child named Kitty? Why would you? Ugh. That's just a whole different story. She looks 40, and she is trying to be, like, head cheerleader, I guess, at the school. And she's just, I don't like her. She's disgusting. She looks 40, and that's basically my main problem with her. But she's also really mean. Glee is supposed to be about acceptance. She can never be in Glee. She needs to go. And then, as always, well, not as always because I've only had two shows, but I'm going to talk about spoilers because I like spoilers. And since Glee has already aired on the East Coast, I know it's happening on tonight's episode because I was on Tumblr for too long and it got ruined for me. But anyways, that's how I find all my spoilers. So there's going to be some superhero action tonight. I'm assuming it's a club from what I saw. And it is elections for senior class president at Glee. And, I mean, this isn't really a spoiler because if you watch Glee, it showed it on the previews. But Blaine and Sam are going to run together against Artie and Brittany. And Brittany was president last year. But next episode, episode 4, so next week, is called The Breakup. And I saw pictures online, because I am amazing like this. But I follow all the right people on Twitter and Tumblr. And people that I follow were at the shooting of these scenes. And so the breakup would be about either Rachel and Finn breaking up or Kurt and Blaine. But really, from the pictures, it looks like Kurt and Blaine break up, which is a heartbreak. Because they're the best thing on Glee. I think Finn and Rachel should break up. It's enough of them. Sick of them. Real tired of those two. But the next... Okay, and then episode 4 is next week, and so the week after, so 2 weeks from now, the winner of Glee Project 2, season 2, will be on, and the winner's name is Blake, but his character will be Ryder, and so it'll be interesting to see what his character will be like. A lot of people are saying he's going to be like a new Finn. Hopefully not. Like I said, I don't like Finn in the first place. It'll be a shame to see Blake, who I was rooting for on the show, get a character I don't like. That's in 2 weeks. I'm excited. Because I've been waiting for a long time, ever since he won, when me and my friend cheered very loudly. Okay, this week, Dancing with the Stars started. It's their all-star season. And I did not get to watch it, for I was sleeping at this time, I think. Or I was doing homework, one of the two. Or I was doing neither and I was on Tumblr. Either way, I didn't watch it. And Pamela Anderson went home, I think. That's what I saw. Could have been some other woman. Honestly, I didn't pay that much attention. But what I am getting at here is, even if you don't watch the show, just go online and try to find the numbers and vote for Paulo Anton Ohno. Everyone needs to vote for him. Everyone. Because he's amazing. He's a good dancer. He's good looking. He has good personality. He should win again. Because he's a winner. And he's an Olympian. So they're winner. Winner. And then obviously I don't live in the UK. Obviously. But on Tumblr again, where I find most things, there were photos of a contestant from X Factor. His name is George Shelley, so I looked him up. And he is so good. But what caught my attention was he looks like he could be related to Harry Styles from One Direction. So I was like, whoa, what is this? So I looked him up, but he's a really good singer. So I'm still trying to find more videos of him. I'm not quite sure where I can watch whole episodes of the X Factor UK, but I'm looking into that. I've done it before. Just need to find more. X Factor in the US this week. Well, yesterday, because it's on 2 days a week again. Gene Simmons' daughter, Gene Simmons from Kiss, his daughter is 19, and she tried out, and she made it through to boot camp. And I was really excited for that because I used to watch Gene Simmons' show, Gene Simmons' Family Jewels, about his family. Obviously, Family Jewels. And I really liked his daughter on that show. So, like, she has a really good personality. So I was already kind of, like, rooting for her. And, like, she had a pretty good voice. She's singing an Adele song, which, really, that's a reach. You should never sing Adele on auditions for X Factor or any singing show, because that's just too high of a standard. But she took it and made her own. And she got one no, but she got three yeses. So she moved on. And I like that. I will root for her. I don't know how far she'll get, and I don't think she'll win, but I was happy she made it. And there was a couple, though, and they went by the name of Jamie. One of them was named Jamie, and I don't know what the other one's name was, but their group name is Jamie. And they heavily emphasized that they were newlyweds, and they were always touching, constantly touching, except for when they sang. But they might as well have been touching because they were completely synchronized. And it was ridiculous and kind of disgusting. And they didn't make it through because Simon said it looked like it belonged on Cruise Line. Which I wouldn't be kind of scared if I saw that on Cruise Line. They needed to get a room. Honestly. They were just disgustingly, I don't want to say adorable because that connotes a good meaning. And this just wasn't. Ugh. It was gross. They were synchronized. They were even matching outfits. She had, like, orange top with white bottoms, and then he had, like, a white suit with, like, orange lining. That's just, ugh. I didn't know there were people like that out there. That was just annoying. I'm glad. I couldn't take any more of them. And then another show I watch is called Awkward, which surprisingly isn't that awkward at all. It's supposed to be about a teenage blogger. But in the show, she has two guys fighting over her and an actually pretty interesting life, which I don't think that actually happens to teenage bloggers at all. So it's kind of misses the mark on the point. But the whole season, she was trying to pick between these two guys, Maddie and Jake. And she ends up picking Maddie. Big shocker there, not really. Everyone could tell she was going to pick Maddie. But at the very end, she, like, seems happy and content. And then she gets fickle again and says something about, like, maybe she got what she wanted but not what she needed. I'm a little tired of that. Jenna. That's the character's name. She just needs to pick. I don't like fickle people. In every show where there's fickle people, I just can't stand them. Just pick one. Don't be so picky about things. You have two choices. Two good choices. Just pick one. I just don't like fickle people. I've not seen this show, but there's a show coming out called Secret Prince, where four princes come to America to find love on a reality show. But, like, the women that are on it don't know that they're princes, so they're supposed to be, like, they're falling in love with the actual person. Anyways, I don't know how I didn't find out about the show sooner, and I don't know why I'm not on it, because I feel like I am best suited for the job of a princess of some country, and maybe one day a queen, but princess first. And so this is my way. That was my way in, and I missed it. I missed it because I didn't know that there was going to be this show. And it should be on it. This is my show. I even have in my notes, it says Secret Prince, my show. Because I should be on it. Because that is what I'm most skilled at, being a princess. And doing that, I mean telling people what to do, really. And sitting around. And shopping. And being able to spend money. And going to events. And getting dressed up. Anything a princess would do, I could do it. Easily. I'd be good at it. Okay. Next show. Another one I do not watch, but I saw commercials for it. And I was taken aback. I don't know if that's the right phrase. If I said that correctly. But that's what happened. It's called Ice Loves Coco. It's about Ice-T and his wife, Coco. I just noticed that their names are two, like, drinks. But I didn't even know the show was still on. I have heard of the show, and I've seen maybe a half an episode that I could stand watching. But I didn't know it was still on, because it was off the air for a while. But in the previews, her dog owns a club. How do you have enough money to have your dog own a club? That's ridiculous. I don't know why people watch this show. Or if people actually do watch the if people do watch the show, or if E is just spending money and putting out there, which I doubt they are, because that's a big network. And then another show I don't watch, I just saw commercials for it, is called Beauty and the Beast. And it looks like a soap opera. I'm not sure what category it fit into, but it looks pretty not decent. I don't think it'll stay on long. The fact that they're trying to make, like, Beauty and the Beast live action into a TV series, it just seems like they're doing too much, in my opinion. Because really, from the previews, it doesn't sound like he's human, so he's actually a beast, but he was, like, looking like a human. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it just to see what's up. Maybe I won't, though. I mean, if I miss it, I'm not going to be too brokenhearted about that. That's for sure. Because, and I think it won some type of award. It might still be on. Honestly, I just saw a preview for it, and I was kind of just like, what? I was a little confused. Because I didn't think people would stoop this low, because it doesn't look entertaining. And I watched Jersey Shore, so that's stooping pretty low. But this is even lower than that. But now I'm going, oh my gosh, okay. I'm going to play another song. And while I scroll up my list, looking at my music that I had planned out, I need to find the one that this is a good one. You can't just sing to the song. You have to perform the song, because it is Queen Beyoncé with Love on Top. I'm back. It's DJ Elsie, and you're listening to Tinsel Talk on radio.dominican.edu. And that was Beyonce with Love on Top, the Queen, and I was performing with my mic muted so you can hear me, but I was performing that song. Like always, if you know me, you can ask me to perform it for you. Actually, a lot of people ask me to perform it for them once they see me perform it. Anyways, back to the subject. Next, movies that I'm excited to see, because there's actually movies out there that I want to see now. Okay, so Pitch Perfect, coming out in select theaters, but it's in the Bay Area, so yay. And Perks of Being a Wallflower is also out in the Bay Area now in select theaters, so that looks like a good one also. And October 19th, The First Time, is coming out. I've seen GIFs of this forever. GIFs is like a moving picture online, in case you don't know. But I've seen these GIFs of this movie, these moving pictures of this movie, forever on Tumblr, and it's finally coming out. So excited, because that's this actor that I really like. October 19th, select theaters. Probably coming to the Bay Area, I hope so. If it is, I'm definitely going to be there, watching it, first night it opens. On to the next. Hunger Games. That's an old movie, I know. But today I found out that it's still on top of the box office. Like, it's still sold the most tickets, I guess. That came out, 6 months ago? So I thought that was pretty incredible. And upcoming, there's going to be a Paranormal Activity 4. Because it didn't scare you enough the first, second, or third time. They have to scare you again the fourth time. And maybe I just don't like scary movies. But I thought they were scary. And I didn't even see the first or the third. I just saw the second one. And it wasn't even a very good quality of the second one. And I was still scared. So I definitely won't be going to see the fourth one. So you can count me out of that one. But people seem to like these movies. So, Paranormal Activity 4 is coming out. Celebrity news. Jay Wow from Jersey Shore is engaged to her, I guess, long time. 2 years maybe. Because I watch that show all the time. I watched that show a lot. So, I think it's 2 years. Her boyfriend of 2 years, Roger, they got engaged. And they were, like, constantly fighting. But now I guess it's good. Or that was just for the show. I'm not sure. But I feel bad for him. Because she is very high maintenance, it seems. But I kind of feel bad for her. Because he kind of seemed like a jerk. So they're engaged. And he, like, hand-designed the ring. And it was, I don't know exactly the cost. But it looked very expensive and very large. It looked like you could roller ice skate on it. Look like an ice skating rink on her finger. Okay, Kay Stu, which is Kristen Stewart. That's just how I shorten her name. A lot of people shorten her name like that. And Robert Pattinson are moving back in. So they, even though she cheated on him, their love was too strong. And when I say that, I'm being sarcastic because I don't like these two. But then they kind of fit perfectly together because they're both so dumb that who else would want them? But she cheated on him. I don't know actually how long ago this was. It seems like just yesterday, but maybe it might have been a couple months, a couple days. I'm not sure. But they're moving back in together after he put up their house that they were living in for sale. So that's selling, and they're moving to a new home together. So they are back together. Kay Stu and R. Pats back together. So all those twihards can stop crying. I don't actually know if any of them were crying. But if they were, they can stop. And today, I woke up. And I rolled over. And I turned on my computer. And I went on Tumblr. Like I always do. And I saw this photo of this list. And it was called Hottest TV Hotties. And so, I saw the list. And I was like, oh, that's a decent list. I agree with most of those. So, I went online to go see, try to find this list. And see if there was more. What I found was disappointing. It was Cosmo, which is a magazine that I like a lot. It's a fairly good magazine, entertaining. They had a hot list of hottest TV hotties. But I was insulted that they thought I would fall for this. I will read you this list here. They had Brody Jenner from The Hills. LL Cool J, which I don't know when he was ever hot. Jared Padalecki from Supernatural. Sorry, I know who this is, but I can't say his last name. I agree with that one. And Brody Jenner. But Brody Jenner, The Hills was over a long time ago, so he shouldn't be on this list. Anyways, Nathan Fillion, which I don't even know who that is. Jill Marini, and he's from Sex and the City. And he basically just played this guy that his butt showed. And he was on Dancing with Stars. He was good on that. But he's kind of not relevant anymore either. Ben McKenzie, he was from the OC, and he played a heartthrob on the OC. So he was relevant when the OC was on. But the OC hasn't been on for a very long time. So, again, irrelevant. Colin Egglesfield, I don't know who that is. And Simon Baker from The Mentalist. And I think Simon Baker is just hideous, honestly. So I don't know why he's on this. Corbin Blue from High School Musical. And I don't know when he was ever cute either. Although my roommate argued otherwise, saying that he is or was. And Ian Somerhalder from Vampire Diaries, which he is a good-looking guy. But for the most part, this list is a bunch of people that were either hot 10 years ago, 8 years ago, more than 5 years ago. They were hot more than 5 years ago, or they were never hot at all. So frankly, I am a little disappointed in you, Cosmo, and I'm almost insulted that you think that was okay. But in light of this terrible, terrible list, I made my own list that I think is very just on point. Obviously, I think it's on point because I made it. And there's no order except for the very first person. That's number one. But then all the rest, there's no real order. So my own list includes Dylan O'Brien from Teen Wolf. He plays Styles, but he's also going to be in The First Time, the movie I was talking about earlier. So, he's number one. Rest don't have a number. Then there's Bo Murkoff. He's from Awkward. He plays Maddie. Then there's Paul Wesley from Vampire Diaries that plays Stefan. Darren Criss from Glee that plays Blaine. Adorable. Jensen Ackles from Supernatural plays Dean Winchester. And there's Matt Bomer from White Collar that plays Neil Caffrey. Blake Jenner from The Glee Project. Slash, he's going to be on Glee. He's going to play Ryder. Tyler Hoechlin, he's from Teen Wolf, and he was also on Seventh Heaven when he was younger. And on Teen Wolf, he plays Derek Hale, and on Seventh Heaven, he was Martin. And Keegan Allen from Pretty Little Liars, and he plays Toby. And then Misha Collins from Supernatural, and he plays the fallen angel Castiel. And then I was going over this list with my roommate, and she brought up some, but I had to shoot them down because they weren't on TV, on a TV show. So I made a little special category for her that is honorable mentions, which include, but are not limited to, Josh Hutcherson, because my roommate really likes him, Buster Posey, because who doesn't like Buster Posey, MVP, Harry Styles from One Direction, and Niall Horan from One Direction. I think those are pretty good honorable mentions, and if they were on TV, they'd be on my list. They probably would actually knocked some people off my list to be on that list, but that was my own list. And if you look at, if you watch a lot of TV, and you look at all the leading men in TV, I feel like that was a pretty good representation of the top, the cream of the crop. Maybe this is just, maybe I have weird, no, I have good taste. I'm not going to say maybe I have weird taste. No, I have good taste. Clearly whoever made this Cosmo one has weird taste. Because that was a pitiful list, where mine is fabulous. So, Amanda Bynes has been in the news a lot for her sketchy behavior. But, okay, so, I figure she should just change her name to Amanda Hot Mess Bynes, because she is a hot mess. But, she was reportedly have pinched and scratched a photographer for taking her photo. And not even because the photographer took her photo, but because the photographer took bad photos of her. She didn't like how she looked in the pictures, and he wouldn't delete them, so she went on to pinching and scratching him. And the reporter said she scratches like a cat. And then she was arrested in New York. And so she spent some time in jail. I don't know how much. I'm assuming not that long. But this got me thinking that Amanda, I have this, since Jersey Shore is going off the air, that's a trashy show that I'm going to miss. I need more trashy shows. And I'm not going to stoop to as low as watching Honey Boo Boo. So, trashy show idea. Any network can pick this up, really. But it would be Amanda Bynes and Lindsay Lohan living together, being hot messes together. They'd be like a more drunk and high, cracked out version of Jay Wow and Snooki. They could have their own reality show where they just go out every night and just cause a mess around town. They can walk around, I don't know, whatever city they want to put them in drunk, and they can get arrested, see how many times each one can get arrested. This would be an entertaining show. So, if any networks want to pick that one up, you have my permission, because I thought of it. Thought of it walking home from class one day, so it just hit me. That's how you know those are good ideas, when they just hit you in the face like a brick wall. And that one did, because it's a good idea. It's reported that Tom Cruise wants to leave the religion of Scientology because it affects his relationships. It has affected his relationships in the past. And some are saying because he loves Katie Holmes so much. I don't think he loves Katie Holmes so much. I don't even think he likes women so much. So I don't think that's the case. I think maybe he just woke up and realized that Scientology is not the way for him. I don't want to say too much on Scientology because I guess it's a religion. And I don't want to bash anyone's religion on the air. But I will in the privacy of my own mind. Anyways, so Tom Cruise might be leaving Scientology. Maybe for Katie Holmes, maybe not. I don't know, but he's a big deal in the religion, so it'd be a big deal if he left it. Maybe, I'm not saying this is positive, but maybe lose a lot of followers. Maybe the downfall of Scientology, because it's a fairly big religion. They even have commercials on TV, so they're obviously making a lot of money. Okay, this topic is I enjoy it because there's backstory. On The Bachelorette last season, Emily, don't know her last name, picked Jeff with one F. And my mom, I never watched Bachelorette, but my mom watches Bachelorette, and she's probably listening right now, and she's probably cringing because she knows exactly what I'm going to say. But she watches Bachelorette, and she, I recorded the season finale for her, and it was between Jeff and this man named Ari. And my mom was really positive that Emily was going to pick Ari, because I guess throughout the season she just kind of favored Ari. But my mom was okay with that, because my mom always told me that she wanted me to have Jeff. She wanted me to marry Jeff, and that Jeff was the perfect man for me. So I recorded the season finale because we couldn't watch it, but the next day we were watching it. And in the middle of the episode, Emily just decides that she's going to pick Jeff. So she picks Jeff, and my mom is really upset, and she's can't believe it, and she isn't really crying, but she's kind of whimpering about how Jeff, that Emily should have picked Ari, and then my mom finishes her rant with, "I just wanted so much for Jeff for you, and I had this all on camera. All of it. I recorded all of it without my mother knowing. It's pure gold. And I would put it on YouTube, but I told her, I promised her I would not. But the video is pure gold," because she finishes off the video with, "I so wanted Jeff for you, Laura." And she's kind of like teary-eyed, and she's like fanning her face because she can't believe what's happening. And I know she's cringing or laughing right now at the story, because I tell it as often as I can, really, because I love it. But she doesn't like me telling people. But now everyone knows. But speaking on, so Bachelorette goes off season, then The Bachelor comes on. And the new Bachelor will be Sean Lowe. I don't actually know where he's, like, what season he's from. But he's from a past season. Obviously, he's a reject. So, if you saw the season with him, you might want to watch the new one. I'm sure my mom will watch the new one because she's addicted to those shows now. And then, on to the next part. The ref strike in the NFL is over, or almost over. I saw this on E! News yesterday, so I'm not quite sure which one it was. I was also a little tired when I was watching it. But I didn't know there was a ref strike going on, but they have like a sub-refs, I guess, like backup refs that are doing the games right now. And I guess there's a whole bunch of problems because they're calling calls wrong and just running amok. And so I guess that's a good thing that the ref strike is over. Reese Witherspoon is having a boy with her person, Jim Toth. I don't know if they're married or engaged or just dating. That's why I call them her person. But they're having a baby boy. And I didn't know she was actually pregnant again, so that was news to me. Johnny Lewis, he is an actor from Sons of Anarchy. He has been accused of murder, and he's been accused of murdering his landlady and then jumping off of the roof of the apartment complex. And actually, they don't know if he jumped or fell, but he was found dead. So they think he jumped, but he might have just fallen. And I guess there was also a dead cat in the house that he was, because he jumped off the house or fell. And then inside the house, so he was dead on the driveway, and inside the house was the landlady that's why they suspected him of killing her. And when I was reading the story, it was really sad. That's sad. There's two deaths and an animal death, which I find animal deaths really sad. I assume everyone does. But then E! News felt compelled to say to throw in that Katy Perry used to date him. So I don't know if E! News is saying that dating Katy Perry will make you crazy, but they felt compelled to tell me that he dated Katy Perry. So clearly it was something important. I'm assuming that they're saying that dating Katy Perry would make you crazy. Could be true. I wouldn't know. Harry Styles from One Direction bought a house in London for $3 million. 2,300 square feet. Has a large rear southwest facing garden. It's already furnished. 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 3 reception rooms. I don't know what you need reception rooms for, but 3 reception rooms. It's perfect for entertaining. 4 spaces to park your car and a double car lift. That is a lot of money. That is a lot of money to spend on a house for a single 18-year-old. Because he's only 18. And he's living by himself. So, I don't know, Harry. You could ask me to move in. I'll pack my bags and move to London in your $3 million house. With your 4 bathrooms. 4 bedrooms. That's a lot of space. So, if I'm not on the air one day, assume I'm in London, in my new life, living with Harry Styles. But, same topic, One Direction. They are reportedly worth $100 million, and they are the biggest boy band in the world right now, which isn't surprising, because they're everywhere. If you go to any store and look in the magazine section, they're all over Teeny Bopper magazines. They're everywhere. They have UGG boots out. They have a lot. They have the new CD coming out. They have a lot of things going on. So, okay, and then this is kind of related too, because Demi Lovato, I think she tweeted a picture of a Chanel package, a very large Chanel box. And she basically hinted that there was a man in her life, but she would not say who it was. And she has been previously linked to Niall Horan from One Direction, saying that she would date him. And I know I've heard reports that they have Skype dates. So I'm hoping it's not him. Not for the fact that I'd want him for myself, but for the fact that he deserves better. I like Demi Lovato, but she is not for him. And it would make me very angry if she got her claws into her. I feel like he is too nice for her. Not saying that she's mean. I don't know her. But he just deserves better, I think. And I've met him, so I can say this. I've met him twice, actually. And Britney Spears' manager is upset over the Glee tribute that they did last week because it poked fun at her past and when she had a meltdown, and they did not like that, and they did not know it was going to be on the Glee tribute, so they have a problem with that. I personally thought it was funny because the character in Glee, Britney, beat down this guy with an umbrella. It was hilarious. I laughed. Birthdays. Today, Avril Lavigne turns 28, so happy birthday, Chiclet Teeth. She has Chiclet Teeth. If you haven't, realized this, it annoys me. I always call her Chiclet Teeth. And then Hilary Duff's birthday is tomorrow. She turned 25. And there goes my childhood, because I still love Hilary Duff and Lizzie McGuire. That's what it's called. So she's getting old. Not really. She's only 25, but just feels like my childhood's over now. And Kesha is back. But the sad thing is I didn't notice she was gone. So she could have just stayed gone and I would have been perfectly happy. There are rumors that Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are getting married and having a secret wedding. I feel like there's been these rumors since he was 16 that he's marrying somebody. Do they realize how young these people are? That's just the stupidest rumor ever. Why? Why would they get married? They're so young and rich and they could do anything. They don't need to get married. But speaking of Justin Bieber, he performed on Dancing with the Stars, and he looked like he was in a leather onesie. But on further investigation that me and my roommate did, it was just a shirt and pants. But his arms looked pretty nice, so we weren't complaining. And Beyonce might be pregnant again. That'd be her second child. And I feel like she just had her first child, but it might have been a while ago. It probably was a while ago. But she might be pregnant again. There's rumors about that. And in Dublin, there was a soccer team that won, and they were celebrating going back to the house, and they saw Daniel Radcliffe, who played Harry Potter, walking around the streets, and so they invited him to the house party, and he went. And there are several photos, very funny photos, of him at the house party, and he looks very out of place and uncomfortable, but he is going right along, chugging whatever they were drinking, and he has, like, this big trophy around his face. I'm assuming there was something in it that he was drinking. But those are funny photos, so if you can find those, look those up. They're pretty hilarious. And Taylor Swift is going to be in a movie. And she's going to play Joni Mitchell in a movie. The movie's untitled, but she got the part. And I'm assuming the movie is actually about Joni Mitchell, so she'll be the lead character. Why is someone calling me right now? Don't call. If you're listening, hang up. Hang up the phone. Don't call me. I'm going to have to ignore you. Anyways, Joni Mitchell. So Taylor Swift's going to be in a movie. She was in Valentine's Day. And she wasn't very good at acting, honestly. She should just stick to singing. But maybe she's taking classes. Maybe she'll be better. Who knows? We will see. So that movie, it's unnamed. And there's no release date on it. This news, well, it kind of excited me, part of it, the last part of it. J.K. Rowling has released a book called The Casual Vacancy. And it is more mature than her Harry Potter books and is described as raunchy. So it kind of seems like J.K. Rowling's, I don't want to say attempt, because you can't attempt something like this, but I feel like it's her 50 Shades of Grey. But since J.K. Rowling can actually write well, like she's a good writer, I feel like this book will do better. Because 50 Shades of Grey is doing really well, and it's a really crappy writing, so it should do well for J.K. Rowling. And she's always asked about Harry Potter, but she insists that she's not going to write any more books about Harry Potter because his story is done. But if a story came to her that was based in her, in the Harry Potter world that she created, she would gladly write that story because she says she loves writing for that world or that universe. But if you are, this is the part that excited me, because if you are a Harry Potter fan, she may be releasing a form of a director's cut for the books, and it's some like little stories that she never finished with Harry Potter that she was writing while she was on the road, and she might just clean those up and finish them and have those as like a director's cut type of thing. So that's exciting. I would definitely read that. I miss the Harry Potter books. I loved them. I read every single one of them. No, I lie. I didn't read the fourth one. It was too long and boring, but I read all the rest, and all the rest were good. So, I would definitely read the director's cut version of Harry Potter. And this has brought me to the end of my show. And look at that, third time's a charm. I had no technical difficulties. I started on time. This is a good show. Mark your calendars, everybody, because I got through a whole show with no problems. But now I have my little reminder, so I actually do remember this. I have a Facebook page that you can like. It's a DJLC. I don't know the actual URL, but the links will be posted on the radio website, so check back there often for that. And a link to my blog will also be there, but the URL for my blog is djlctinseltalk.blogspot.com. No spaces, all lowercase. I update that more often than my Facebook because I can write more on there. And there's already a few entries, even though no one's really looked at it. There's already a few entries. And I'm actually going to go back to my room, and update an entry because I already have an idea for it. So that was my show. Tune in next Thursday, same time, same place. 7 o'clock at radio.dominican.edu to hear my show, Tinsel Talk. This has been DJLC, and it has been lovely. And I will leave you with a song. And my roommate wants me to play Pink because we have been listening to her nonstop. So here is Pink from her new album called Beam Me Up.
There's a whole nother conversation going on in a parallel universe where nothing breaks and nothing hurts. There's a waltz playing frozen in time, blades of grass on tiny bare feet. I look at you and you're looking at me. Could you beam me up?